Here on Southern Maryland's Real Rock, J96, he's got bad medicine, but on TV, he's pushing Advil.
You never know when Advil's needed.
That's Bon Jovi. I'm Steve Cooper. Oh, and this, well, this is rock and roll. Last night over in Tampa, the Republicans paid them $500,000 to play their convention. And you just heard Journey for Free here on Classic Rock KZ105, where, unfortunately, what you see is not what will be. This beautiful Natchez day is going to turn ugly when the now downgraded to a tropical depression Isaac blows in this afternoon. Packing winds of up to 45 miles an hour with a possible 10 inches of rain. Of course, it's already a lot worse down on our south coast, where Isaac knocked out power to more than 500,000 people. With 85 mile an hour winds and almost 2 foot of rain, with 12 foot waves and flooding pushing tens of thousands out of their homes, and even has caskets floating up out of the ground in cemeteries. Once again, here in Louisiana, it's time to move out or hunker down. And for the latest, keep it right here on Classic Rock KZ105.
I took a look at the bill from the phone company.
Just $398 per square foot.
World-class drummer Neil Peart of Rush has one of the most amazing drum kits in the world. See it on Facebook.com/Steve Cooper Radio. Hear it right now on 101.3 U-Rock. I doubt they let that guy anywhere near here tonight.
We need to ride into that battlefield and chop their heads off in November.
Here on 107.9 KFMW, that's Mama Nugent's boy Theodore, who wouldn't approve, but nonetheless, President Barack Obama is in town, and later on this evening he'll be speechifying out at the Center for the Arts with a rally for about 13,000 supporters and probably a few protesters as well. But whatever your politics, you got to admit, there's something mighty impressive about seeing Air Force One sitting on the tarmac of our airport. Now, obviously, traffic's going to be jacked up, especially on 218, but downtown is going to be tighter than you've ever seen, so if you're going to be in downtown Waterloo tonight, you're going to need lots of patience or a plan B. Up next, the guitar star who once caught his mother in bed with David Bowie. Slash and his old crew are next here on 107.9 KFMW.
While many automakers are just beginning,
hey, your fly's over.
Ooh!
Guitarist Joe Walsh was feeling stifled in his own hugely successful band, the James Gang. So he decided to walk away and go solo and to live in Colorado.
I was worried that I might have made a mistake. I didn't have any words for Rocky Mountain Way, but we had the track done. I'm on the lawn, I look up, and there's the front range of the Rocky Mountains with snow on them in the summer, and it knocked me back because it was just beautiful. I thought, well, I have committed. I'm in Colorado. It's too late to regret the James Gang. The Rocky Mountain way is better than the way I had. And I got the word, bam. And I ran into the house to write the words down. And the lawnmower kept going over into the neighbor's yard and ate the garden. It was an expensive song to write, but
he made it back. That's the story, and this is the song from Joe Walsh here on Southern Maryland's rock station, 97.7 The Rocket.